The next word is wash. The Russian sentence is Пожалуйста, помойте руки перед едой. Breakdown. Пожалуйста. Пожалуйста, please. Позамечалуйста. Помойте. Помойте, wash, plural imperative form of the verb мерутеери, мыть, to wash, помойте. Руки. Руки, hands, plural noun, руки. Перед. Перед, before, перед. Едой. Едой, meal, instrumental case of the noun еда, еда, food, едохи. Meaning. Please wash your hands before eating. Key concepts. Imperative mood. The verb. Помойте. Is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. Plural form. The imperative verb. Помойте. Is in the plural form because it is directed at more than one person. Instrumental case. The noun. Едой. Is in the instrumental case, which is used to indicate the means by which something is done. In this case, it indicates that the hands are being washed before the meal. Variations. You can also say Помой руки. Помой руки, wash your hands. Помой руки, which is in the singular imperative form of the verb. This form is typically used when addressing one person. Pronunciation. Пожалуйста. Позамечалуйста. Помойте. Помойте. Руки. Руки. Перед. Перед. Едой. Едохи. English translation of words. Wash. Мыть. 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 Hands. Руки. Руки, руки, before. Перед. Перед, перед, meal. Еда. Еда, едах. The next word is tape. I can help you learn some Russian with the English word, tape. Here's a sentence using the word, tape, and how to break it down. Sentence. Умняняястери. Кассета. S-N-A-P-E-S-E-R-U-K-O-N-T-S-E-R-T-A. Cassetta. S-N-A-L-I-N-I-Z-E. Into. Breakdown. U-M-Y-N-Y-E-S-T-E-R-I. Cassetta. I have a cassette. U. U is a preposition, and means at, or, with. It is used here to show possession. It sounds similar to the English, who. Меня. Меня, means, me, but it's used here as the possessive pronoun, my. It sounds similar to, меня. Есть. Есть, means, to be, or, to have. It sounds like, есть, but with the, t, very short. Кассета. Кассета, is a cassette tape. The K is a hard sound like K in kite, and the S is like an S in sin. The E at the end is a very short sound, similar to the E at the end of the word, the S-N-A-P-E-S-E-R-U-K-O-N-T-S-E-R-T-A, with a recording of the concert. S is a preposition meaning, with, sounds like the English S. Записью. Записью means recording. The Z is soft, like the S in vision. The Y at the end is a very short Y sound, similar to the I in bit. Concerta. Concerta means concert. The C is hard like the K in cat. Cassetta. S-A-L-I-N-I-Z-E. Into. The cassette is made of tape. Сделано. Сделано is the feminine past participle of the verb, to make. Сделать. Сделать. It is used here with the feminine noun. Kassierte. Is a preposition that means from or of. It sounds very similar to the English is. Lente. Lente means tape. The L is a soft L like the L in light. Variations. The word Lente can also refer to a ribbon. English and Russian translation. Tape. Lente. Lyontar, cassette. Kassita. Kassita. I hope this helps you. Keep practicing. The next word is whereas. # whereas. The English word, whereas, can be translated into Russian in a few different ways, depending on the context. # 1. Tugdakak. Togdakak, / Vtorvremyakak. Vtorvremyakak. This translation is used when you want to contrast two ideas or situations. It is similar to the English, while, or, on the other hand. Example. English. Whereas some people enjoy the cold weather, others prefer the warmth of summer. Russian. Tugdakak. Togdakak. Nekatoriyudi. Lyubat. Lyubat. Холодную погоду. Холодную погоду. Другие предпочитают. Другие предпочитают. Тепло. Тепло. Лето. Лето. Breakdown. Тогда. Togda, then. Как. Как, as. Некоторые люди. Некоторые люди, some people. Любят. Любят, like, love. Холодную погоду. Холодную погоду, cold weather. Другие. Другие, others. Предпочитают. Предпочитают, prefer. Тепло. Тепло, warmth. Лето. Лето, summer. Pronunciation. Тогдакак. Тогдакак, тогдакак. Вторвремякак. Витовремякак, витовремякак. # 2. Вторвремякак. Витовремякак. This translation is used when you want to emphasize that something happened at a different time, or in a different context. It is similar to the English, while. Example. English. The first film was made in black and white, whereas the second one was in color. Russian. Первый фильм. Первый фильм. Был снят. Был снят. В черно-белом. В черно-белом. В то время как. В то время как. Второй. В второй. Был снят ним. Был снят ним. Breakdown. Первый фильм. Первый фильм, the first film. Был снят. Был снят, was filmed. В черно-белом. В черно-белом, in black and white. Второй. Второй, the second. Был снят ним. Был снят ним, was in color. Pronunciation. Вторвремякак. Витовремякак, витовремякак. Note. The word. Как. Как, like, as, can be used on its own in informal settings, but. Тогдакак. Тогдакак, and. Вторвремякак. Витовремякак are more formal, and are used in writing, and formal speech. The next word is opposite. The word, opposite, in Russian is. Противоположный. pronounced protivopolongny. The word is an adjective, and is used to describe something that is the complete opposite of something else. Here is a sentence using the word. Vom naprotiv. Protivopolongny moemu. Pronounced vom naprotiv protivopolongny moemu. Breakdown. Vom. Pronounced vom, house. Naprotiv. Pronounced naprotiv, opposite, preposition. Pronounced dash, indicates a pause. Противоположный. Pronounced противоположный, opposite. Мой. Pronounced мой, my. Ему. Pronounced ему, тот. Translation. The house opposite is the opposite of mine. Variations. Противоположный. Pronounced противоположный, can be used with a noun, like. Противоположная сторона. Pronounced противоположная сторона, the opposite side. Key concept. The key concept is that the word. Противоположный. Pronounced противоположный, means opposite, and can be used to describe any noun. Helpful hint on pronunciation. Pay attention to the stress in each word. The stress in противоположный. Pronounced противоположный is on the fourth syllable, and in напротив. Pronounced напротив, on the second syllable. English and Russian translation. English. Opposite Russian. Противоположный. Pronounced противоположный. The next word is stone. The word stone in Russian is камин. Pronounced камин, and is a masculine noun. Sentence. На столе лежал большой камень. Breakdown. На preposition on столе. Stole, masculine noun, table, in the locative case. Лежал. Лежал, past tense verb, to lie, masculine singular. Большой. Большой, adjective, big, masculine singular. Камен. Камен, masculine noun, stone, in the nominative case. Translation. On the table lay a large stone. Variations. The word камин has a few variations. Камешек. Камешек, diminutive, small stone. Камни. Камни, plural form of stones. English, stone, stone, Russian. Камин. Камайон. The next word is сум. Hash hash. Сумма. Заказов. Составляет. Десять. Тысяч. Рублей. Breakdown. Сумма. Pronounced сумма, noun, means sum or total. Заказов. Pronounced заказов, noun, plural of заказы, means orders. Составляет. Pronounced составляет, verb, third person singular present tense of составляет, means constitutes or amounts to. Десять. Pronounced десять, numeral, means ten. Тысяч. Pronounced десять, noun, plural of тысяча, means thousands. Рублей. Pronounced рублей, noun, plural of рублей, means rubles. Translation. The sum of the orders amounts to 10,000 rubles. Key concepts. Noun cases. Notice how the noun заказы changes to заказов in the plural form and the genitive case. This is a common pattern in Russian. Verb conjugation. The verb estar-velar-te-iri is conjugated in the present tense, third person singular form. Learn the conjugations of common verbs to understand how they change in different situations. Gender agreement. The noun summa is feminine. This impacts the agreement of adjectives and verbs when used in a sentence. Variations. Summa is a versatile word that can be used in many situations. Zakas. Pronounced zakas, noun, means order. Sastavit. Pronounced sastavit, verb, infinitive form, means to constitute or to amount to. Tisacha. Pronounced tisacha, noun, means thousand. Rub. Pronounced rubli, noun, means ruble. English translation of Russian words. Summa. Sum. Zakas. Order. Sostavlat. To constitute. Desat. Ten. Tisacha. Thousand. Ruble. Ruble. The next word is murder. The word murder in Russian is ubistvo. Ubistvo. It is a noun, and it is an example of a noun that does not change its ending based on gender, number, or case. It is always ubistvo. The sentence below is in the nominative case, which means the word is acting as the subject of the sentence. The sentence is in the past tense. Убийство. Произошло. Вчера. Убийство. Произошло. Вечера. Breakdown. Убийство. Убийство. Murder, noun, nominative case. Произошло. Произошло. Happened, verb, past tense, neuter gender. Вчера. Вечера. Yesterday, adverb. Translation. The murder happened yesterday. Pronunciation guide. Убийство. 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 Произошло. 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 Вчера. Вечера. Вечера. Key concept. Russian nouns can be feminine, masculine, or neuter, and they usually change form depending on the role they play in a sentence. However, some nouns do not change, and this is the case with убийство. Убийство. English, murder slash убийство. Убийство. The next word is monitor. The word monitor in Russian can have multiple meanings, so let's explore some examples. Example 1. The computer monitor. Я работаю за компьютером с большим монитором. Breakdown. Я. I, pronounced, я. Работаю. I work, pronounced, работаю. За. Behind, pronounced, за. Компьютером. Computer, pronounced, компьютером. С. With, pronounced, с. Большим. Big, pronounced, большим. Монитором. Monitor, pronounced, monitoram. Translation. I work at the computer with a big monitor. Key concept. The word monitor is a masculine noun and takes the instrumental case ending om because it is preceded by the preposition s. Example 2. To monitor, as in, to keep track of something. Врач мониторит состояние пациента. Breakdown. Врач. Doctor, pronounced, врач. Мониторил. Monitored, pronounced, monitoril. Состояние. Condition, pronounced, состояние. Пациента. Patient, pronounced, пациентар. Translation. The doctor monitored the patient's condition. Key concept. The verb. Monitorit. Pronounced, monitorit, is a transitive verb, and requires a direct object. The ending of the verb changes depending on the tense, and the person. Variations. Monitor. Monitor, noun. Monitorit. To monitor, verb. Monitoring. Monitoring, noun. Pronunciation. Monitor. Monitor. Monitor it. Monitor it. Monitoring. Monitoring. English. Monitor, noun, and verb, Russian. Monitor. Noun. Monitor it. Verb. The next word is soldier. The word soldier in Russian is soldat. Pronounced soldat. Here's a sentence. Soldat. Stoyal. Ne. Storozhu. Breakdown. Soldat. Soldat, soldier, masculine noun. Stoyal. Stoyal, stood, past tense of the verb. Stoyat. Stoyat, to stand. Ne. Na, on, preposition. Storozhu. Starozhi, guard, watch. Translation. The soldier stood on guard. Key concepts. Gender. Russian nouns have gender, masculine, feminine, neuter. So that is masculine. Case. Russian nouns change form depending on their function in the sentence, nominative, accusative, etc. Here. So that is in the nominative case, subject of the verb. Tense. Russian verbs are conjugated to indicate tense. Stoyal is the past tense of stoyat. Variations of the word. Plural. Soldatu. Soldiehti, soldiers formal. Voin. Voin, warrior, more formal, often used in historical contexts. Pronunciation tips. The stress in so that falls on the second syllable. That. The O in stoyal and storozhu is pronounced like the O in hot. The E at the end of storozhu is pronounced like the E in the English soldier, soldat Russian. Soldat. Soldat. The next word is start. Let's begin our journey into the Russian language. English. Start. Russian. Начинать. Начинать. Breakdown. Начинать is the infinitive form of the verb, to start. It is pronounced like начинать. The A at the end of начинать is pronounced as a short a sound, similar to the a in father. The ch in начинать is pronounced like the ch in chair. The t in начинать is pronounced like the t in table. The ery at the end of начинать is a soft sign. It does not have its own pronunciation, but softens the preceding consonant. Example sentence. Я начинаю понимать русский язык. Yanachineu polymat, ruskidiyazik. Translation. I am starting to understand the Russian language. Breakdown. Ya. Ya, I. Nachinayu. Nachineu, present tense, I am starting. Понимат. Polymat, to understand. Русский. Ruskidi, Russian. Язык. Язык, language. Variations. The verb. Начинать. Can be conjugated into different tenses, such as the past tense. Начал. Начало. Начало. Started, future tense. Начну. Начнем. Начнете. Will start, etc. Key concepts. Russian verbs are conjugated to indicate tense, person, and number. The infinitive form of a verb ends in tayeri. Pronunciation. Start. Начинать. Начинать. Translation. Start. Начинать. Начинать. The next word is finance. Hash hash. Финансы. Играют. Ключевую. Роль. Успехи. Любого. Бизнеса. Breakdown. Финансы. Finance, this is the noun, finances, and is the subject of the sentence. Играют. Играют, this is the third person plural present tense of the verb играть, to play. It is the conjugated form of the verb for the subject finansеру. Ключевую. Ключевую, this is the feminine accusative case of the adjective ключевое, key. It modifies the noun роль. Роль. Rol, this is the noun, role. This noun is in the accusative case, because it is the direct object of the verb играть. V, this is the preposition, in. Успехи. Успех key, this is the masculine singular prepositional case of the noun успеха, success. Любого. Любого, this is the masculine singular genitive case of the adjective любое, any. It modifies the noun business. Бизнеса. Бизнесар, this is the masculine singular genitive case of the noun business, business. Meaning, finances play a key role in the success of any business. Key concept. This sentence demonstrates the use of the accusative case for direct objects, and prepositional case for objects of prepositions. The adjective ключевое agrees in gender and number with the noun роль, and the adjective любое agrees in gender and number with the noun business. Variations. Финансы. Важны. Для. Успеха. Бизнеса. This sentence uses the adjective важнеру, important, instead of the verb играть. Финансы. Необходимо. Управлять. Эффективно. Для. Успеха. Бизнеса. This sentence adds the adverb эффективно, effectively, to emphasize how finances should be managed. Translation. Финансы. Finances, finances. Играют. Play, играют. Ключевую. Key, ключевую. Роль. Роль, роль. in V. Успех. Success of PDHK. Любого. Any Любого. Business. Business, B-I-Z-N-A-S-R. The next word is egg. Hash hash ya lu be lu ye ste yiri ya ik bat ko yit se a n a ze a ve te ra ka. Ya lu bu yist ya it se ne zaftruk. Breakdown. Ya. Ya. I pronounced ya lu be lu. Lu bu. Love pronounced lu bu ye ste yiri. Yist. To eat, pronounced yest, yaik bat ko yitse a. Yaitse. Eggs, pronounced yaitse ren a. Ne. On, pronounced na ze a ve te ra ka. Zavtrak. Breakfast, pronounced zavtrak. This sentence is in the present tense. It is a simple sentence with a subject, ya. Ya. Verb lu be lu. Lu bu. An object ya ik bat ko yitse a. Yaitse. The phrase na ze a ve te ra ka. Ne zavtrak. Indicates the time of day when the action takes place. Key concepts. Gender. Ya ik bat ko yitse a. Yaitse. Is a plural noun, and in Russian, nouns have gender. In this case, ya ik bat ko yitse a. Yaitse. Is neuter. The gender of the noun affects the form of adjectives and verbs that modify it. Cases. Ya ik bat ko yitse a. Yaitse. Is in the accusative case, which is used for direct objects. Variations. The verb lu be lu. Lu bu. Can be conjugated to other forms depending on the subject and tense. For example, onlubeite. Onlubit. He loves, mjerulubeim. Mulubim. We love. You can replace yaik bat ko yitse a. Yaitse. With other foods, like ove oshtae. Ovashi. Vegetables, eferu kate yeru. Fruit. Fruits, or myaso. Myasa. Meat. Pronunciation. Ya. Ya. Ya lu be lu. Lu bu. Lu bu yeste yeri. Yest. Yest ya ik bat ko yitse a. Yaitse. Yaitseren a. Ne. Na ze a ve te ra ka. Zavtrak. Zavtrak. English translation. I like to eat eggs for breakfast. Russian translation. Ya lu be lu ye ste yiri ya ik bat ko yitse a na ze a ve te ra ka. Ya lu bu yist yaitse ne zavtrak. The next word is concert. The Russian sentences. Я люблю ходить на концерты. This translates to I love going to concerts. Breakdown. Я. This is the personal pronoun, I, in the nominative case. Люблю. Люблю, this is the present tense. First person singular form of the verb, to love. Любит. Любит. This verb is irregular in the present tense. Pay attention to the ending. You. You, this indicates that it's the first person singular form of the verb. Remember this, it is quite common. Ходит. Ходит, this is the infinitive of the verb, to go. It is also the base form, which means it can be modified by adding endings. Here it is used with the preposition ne, na, on, to go to. Ходит на. Ходит на. Концерты. Concerti, this is the plural form of the noun. Concert. Concert, concert. The ending. Y indicates the plural form. It is important to note that the noun concert is masculine. This is important because it dictates the ending on the adjective that might describe it. Key concepts. Word order. In Russian, the typical word order is subject-verb-object. This makes it easier for English speakers to understand, because the word order is similar to English. Verb conjugations. Russian verbs are conjugated according to person, first, second, third, number, singular, plural, and tense, present, past, future. Noun declension. Russian nouns change their endings depending on their grammatical function in a sentence. Prepositions. Prepositions in Russian are essential for conveying relationships between words in a sentence. Pronunciation. Ya. Pronounced like the English, ya. U-blu, is pronounced like the U in flute. Khajit. Kodit, the ha, kh, is pronounced like the ch in loch, the there, is soft, almost like a d, followed by a y. Na. Na, pronounced like the English, na. Concerti. Concerti, the tse, ts, is pronounced like the ts in cats. English translation. Lublu, love. Khajit. Kodit, to go. Na, to, on. Concerti. Concerti, concerts. English and Russian pronunciation. Concert. 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 The next word is shock. The word shock in Russian is shock. Pronounced shock. Here's a sentence using the word. On був шок от неожиданного известия. Pronounced on був шок от неожиданного известия. This translates to he was in shock from the unexpected news. Breakdown of the sentence. On. Pronounced on means he is the subject of the sentence. Был. Pronounced был means was. It is the past tense of the verb to be and agrees with the subject, he. Pronounced v means in. It is a preposition indicating location. Шоки. Pronounced шок means shock. It is the prepositional case of the word. Shock. The form of the word that follows the preposition, in. Ot. Pronounced, ot, means, from. It is a preposition indicating source. Неожиданного. Pronounced, неожиданного, means, unexpected. It is the genitive case of the adjective. Неожиданный. Неожиданный, which means, unexpected, it is the form of the word that follows the preposition, from. Известия. Pronounced, известия, means, news, it is the genitive case of the word. Известия. Извести, which means, news. Variations of the word shock. Шокировать. Pronounced, шокировать. To shock, verb, this verb is formed from the noun. Shock. Key concepts. Russian is a highly inflected language. Nouns, adjectives, and pronouns have different forms or cases depending on their grammatical function in the sentence. For example, the word for shock is shock. In the nominative case, when it is the subject of a sentence, but шоки. In the prepositional case, when it follows the preposition, in. You will need to learn to recognize and use these cases when you learn Russian. English-Russian word translation and pronunciation. Shock. Shock. Pronounced, shock, he. On. Pronounced, on, was.
Bleh.
Pronounced, bile, in. Pronounced, v, from. Ought. Pronounced, ought, unexpected.
Неожиданный.
Pronounced, неожиданный, news. Известие. Pronounced, извести. The next word is comfortable. The Russian sentences. Я чувствую себя комфортно в этой комнате. Breakdown. Я. This is the subject pronoun, meaning I. Pronounced, я. Чувствую. This is the present tense verb, to feel. It is in the first person singular form, so it is conjugated to agree with the subject, I. It is pronounced, чувствую. Себя. This is the reflexive pronoun, myself. This is important to include as the verb чувствовать, to feel, is a reflexive verb in Russian. Pronounced, себя. Комфортно. This is the adverb meaning, comfortably. It is a derivative of the adjective комфортно, comfortable. Pronounced, комфортно. This is the preposition, in. Pronounced, v. Этой. This is the demonstrative adjective, this. It is feminine to agree with the noun комната. Pronounced, этой. Комнате. This is the noun, room, in the feminine, locative case. It is in the locative case to be used with the preposition, в, in. Pronounced, комнате. Translation. I feel comfortable in this room. Key concept. Russian uses a lot of case endings, which makes it a highly inflected language. This is in contrast to English, which tends to use prepositions to indicate relationships between words. Word. Comfortable. Комфортный. Pronounced, комфортный. Word. Comfortably. Комфортно. Pronounced, комфортно. The next word is usual. This is a great example of a word with many nuances and usages in Russian. Here is an example. Sentence.
Он обычно ходит в университет пешком.
Breakdown. Он. He, pronoun, masculine, nominative case.
Обычно.
Usually, adverb, this word is commonly used to express habitual actions. It's very important to remember the ending, as it is one of the most common adverbs in the language.
Ходит.
Goes, verb, third person singular, present tense. То, preposition.
Университет.
University, masculine noun, accusative case.
Пешком.
On foot, adverb. Meaning. He usually walks to university. Translation.
On.
Sounds like, on.
Обычно.
Обычно. Sounds like, obchno.
Ходит.
Ходит. Sounds like, ходит.
V.
Sounds like, V.
Университет.
Университет. Sounds like, университет.
Пешком.
Пешком. Sounds like, пешком. Variations of.
Обычно. Обычный.
Usual, ordinary, common. This is the adjective form.
Обычай.
Custom, habit. This is the noun form. Key concepts. The sentence demonstrates the use of the present tense in Russian, which is formed differently from English. It also shows the use of prepositions, which are very important in Russian grammar. The next word is carefully. Hush hush carefully. The English word, carefully, translates to Осторожно. Осторожно, in Russian. This word is an adverb meaning, with care, or, with caution. It can be used to modify verbs, adjectives, and other adverbs, indicating that an action is being performed with a high degree of attention and precision. Hush 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 sentence example. On осторожно открыл двери. On осторожно открыл двери. Breakdown. On he. Осторожно. Осторожно, carefully. Открыл. Открыл, opened, past tense, masculine singular. Двери. Двери, door. Translation. He carefully opened the door. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Russian, adjectives and past tense verbs agree in gender with the noun they modify. Here, the verb. Открыл. Открыл agrees with the masculine noun. Двери. Двери. Word order. Russian word order is generally flexible, but in this sentence, the adverb осторожно. Осторожно modifies the verb открыл. Открыл and is placed before it. Pronunciation. Осторожно. 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 Он. Открыл. 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 Двери. 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 Variations. The word. Осторожно. Осторожно can also be used as an interjection, meaning, be careful. Or, watch out. Translation. Carefully. Осторожно. Осторожно. The next word is pack. The word pack in English can mean many things, and it can be used as a noun, verb, or adjective. In Russian, it has a lot of variation in meaning as well. Here is a sentence that demonstrates pack as a noun. Он взял свою сумку, упаковал ее в чемодан. Он. Он. He is the subject of the sentence, a third-person singular pronoun. Взял. Взял. Took is the past tense of the verb брать. Брать. To take, and agrees with the subject он. Он. He. Свою. Свою. His is a possessive adjective, meaning, his. Сумку. Сумку. Bag is a noun, feminine, in the accusative case. И. And is a conjunction. Упаковал. Упаковал. Packed is the past tense of the verb упаковать. Упаковать. To pack, and agrees with the subject он. Он. He. Её. Её. It, referring to the bag, is a pronoun in the accusative case, agreeing with the noun сумку. Сумку. Bag. Where. In, is a preposition that indicates location. Чемодан. Чемодан. Suitcase, is a noun, masculine, in the accusative case. So the meaning of the sentence is, he took his bag, and packed it into a suitcase. Pronunciation guide. Он. Он. Взял. Взял. Свою. Свою. Сумку. Сумку. И. Упаковал. Упаковал. Chimatan. Chimatan. English. Pak Russian.
Upakovka.
Upakovka. Noun, feminine, or.
Upakovivat.
Upakovivat. Verb. The next word is recall. Hash hash.
Вспомните.
Эту. Историю. Breakdown.
Вспомните.
Виспомнайте. This is the imperative form of the verb веспоминатери. Виспоминать. Meaning, to recall. To remember. The imperative is used to give a command, or instruction. It's pronounced, виспомнит.
Эту.
Эту. This is the feminine accusative form of the demonstrative pronoun это or ito, meaning this or that. It's pronounced эту.
Историю.
Историю. This is the accusative form of the noun есте or эрия. Историю, meaning history or story. It's pronounced историю. Translation. Recall this story. Key concepts. Imperative form. In Russian, the imperative form is used to give commands or instructions. Accusative case. This case is used for the direct object of a verb. The accusative form of a noun or pronoun often changes depending on its gender and number. Pronunciation.
Вспомните.
Виспомнит.
Эту.
Эту.
Историю.
Историю. Variations.
Помните.
Помнить. This is the imperative form of the verb помнить. Помнить. Which means, to remember. It is similar in meaning to веспоминатери, but emphasizes a continuous state of remembering.
Вспомни.
Виспомни. This is the singular imperative form of the verb веспоминатери. Виспоминать. English, Russian translation. Recall.
Вспоминать.
Виспоминать. Remember.
Помнить.
Помнить. Story.
История.
История. The next word is talk. The word talk in Russian is
говорить.
Pronounced говорить. Here is an example sentence. Онлюбите говорите ири ополите икае.
Он любит говорить о политике.
Breakdown.
Он.
Он. He, masculine singular pronoun любите.
Любит.
Loves, present tense, third person singular of the verb любите ири.
Любит.
Говорить. To talk, to speak, infinitive verb,
or.
About, preposition поэлитикае.
Политики.
Politics, feminine noun in the prepositional case. Translation. He loves to talk about politics. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. Russian verbs have different forms depending on the person, number, and tense. In this sentence, the verb говорите-ири
говорить
is in the present tense, third person singular, he slash she slash it. Cases. Russian nouns change form depending on their grammatical function in a sentence. The noun поэлитика
политика
is in the prepositional case, because it is preceded by the preposition,
or.
Variations. Говорите-ири.
Говорить.
Can also be used with other prepositions to express different meanings, such as.
Говорите-ири-эскаемте
or.
Говорить-скимто.
To talk to someone говорите-ири-натаему.
Говорить-натаему.
to talk on a topic ge or me or erite eripe or te elefonu.
Gavarit po telefonu.
To talk on the phone. English/Russian word pairs. Talk.
Gavarit.
Gavarit. The next word is wine. The sentence. Я люблю красное вино.
Breakdown.
Я. I, pronoun. The.
Я.
Is pronounced, я. It's the subject of the sentence.
Люблю.
I love, verb, present tense, first person singular.
The.
Люблю. Is pronounced, люблю. This is the verb in the sentence.
Красное.
Red, adjective.
The.
Красное. Is pronounced, красно. It modifies the noun.
Вино.
Вино. Wine, noun.
The.
Вино. Is pronounced, вино. This is the object of the sentence, the thing that is being loved. Key concept. The word
вино
is a noun. It can be modified with adjectives like
красное,
red. It can also be modified by other adjectives, such as
белое,
white,
розовое,
rose,
сладкое,
sweet, or
сухое,
dry. These adjectives are all neuter, because they are modifying a neuter noun.
Вино.
Translation. I love red wine. Pronunciation. Wine, W, small cap, I-N.
Вино.
V, small cap, I, stress, N-O. The next word is camera. Hash, hash.
Камера.
Съемки.
Уже.
Установлено.
Мы можем
начинать. Translation. The camera crew is already set up. We can start. Breakdown.
Камера.
Камера. Камера, pronounced камера. This is a noun in the nominative case and the subject of the sentence. It could also be used in the accusative case.
Камеру.
Камеру, if it was the direct object of the sentence.
Съемки.
Съемки. Filming, pronounced съемки. This is a noun in the genitive case and refers to the camera crew.
Уже. Уже.
Already, pronounced уже, an adverb.
Установлено.
Установлено. Set up, pronounced установлено, a past participle. This indicates a completed action in the past.
Мы.
Мы. We, pronounced my. The pronoun is in the nominative case and acts as the subject of the sentence.
Можем. Можем.
Can, pronounced можем, a verb in the present tense.
Начинать. Начинать.
To start, pronounced начинать, a verb in the infinitive form. Key concepts. Noun cases. Russian nouns change their endings depending on their function in the sentence, subject, object, etc. In this sentence, the word
камера
is in the nominative case, because it is the subject of the sentence. Past participles. Past participles are used to indicate a completed action in the past. They often function as adjectives in a sentence. Infinitives. Infinitives are the base form of verbs, often used after verbs like
можем.
Helpful hints. Stress is marked in this breakdown. Remember, the stress in Russian words is usually on the first syllable. Don't be intimidated by the endings, Focus on the root of the words. The word съемки is derived from the verb снимать. Снимать, meaning to film. English translation of words. Camera. Камера. Камера. Filming. Съемки. Съемки. Already.
Уже. Уже.
Set up.
Установлено. Установлено.
We.
Мы. Мы.
Can.
Можем. Можем.
To start. Начинать. Начинать.